Another question.
Yeah, Roger.
Pete thought it would be okay, over.
Roger.
To mention patient to Reverend Thomas, over. The patient, you know, the patient that's been in need of therapy, the patient that the rich man had talked to, over. Stand by. You know, Thelma, over. Okay.
Okay, I didn't understand.
I didn't understand your last one either.
That was, you mean this last, you didn't understand of it?
I guess the, comment that Ross said the relatives said, over.
You don't remember what, you said that Ross said the relatives said, over?
Yeah, roger.
Okay.
I want to maybe confirm that one more time a little later, over. It was what Riggs forgot to say, right? And when Lewis talked to him, he asked him why he didn't, over. It's what Riggs forgot to say, and when Lewis talked to him, he asked him why he forgot it, over. Okay.
Okay, next question about what Pete would like to mention to Reverend.
Roger. You had asked if it would be okay to mention about Ruth to Reverend Thomas, over. Standing by. Roger.
Ross, copy.
Roger. 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 Yes, Roger.
Standing by. Roger. He still has specific questions about that.
He still has some specific questions about that. I hope they're included, particularly Dr. White's involvement, over. I have some, he wants to know specifically, over. Over. He wants to know, over.
Roger.
Exactly what recommendations, over.
Roger.
Dr. White, over.
You're talking about Reverend Thomas, over.
Oh. right, Reverend Thomas. What did do, he said? No problem, no problem. Telling Reverend Thomas about Ruth over. But I never know. Found out whether or not you want us to go ahead and do that over. Okay, we're standing by. I'm trying not
to do that, Roger. Right now, over. Okay, okay. Actually, I don't know either. Okay. I have a question. Okay, I don't know if Lou pointed out to you, over. Go ahead. Does Ross have any idea of the Sahinto country, over? You mean about Hampton? Hey, you saw me. You mean Hampton?
Well, probably not. The answer is probably no. He doesn't look at it that way, over. Well, he did say he thought Kelly was a snake, over. That is Kelly's rich assistant.
Go ahead.
Do you want me to explain anything in particular to him about the new skullduggery?
Ask him if he knows anything, over.
Oh, okay. All righty. Can't do that till he hears from Marty and friends, over. He can't do that. He has to hear from Marty and his friends there, over. He can't do anything until he has something substantial, over. Roger. Roger.
He had gotten that a long time ago, I think.
Yeah, he did, but
I think, talking about, you know, numerous specifics so he can analyze the patient's condition.
Yeah, right. He also needs to know one more time, over. No, yeah, we do. We have a couple more.
Stand by.
Roger.
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 And the last, anything against Jordan, over?
Not really. The one before, but not this one. Bill has a couple things, but first I would like to know if you could give me an answer to a question.
I don't know. Go ahead.
Exactly when Drew joined Marty and friends after leaving Stanley. Leaving Sam and his friends.
Okay, I'll check around and try to get you an answer on that, over.
Okay, I get asked it every day, over.
The first I've heard of that question, over.
Oh, somehow it got by you then.
Okay,
Roger.
Are you looking for a time period or something? A distance between two time periods or something, over?
Roger.
Okay, so what I have to do is find out one, when they left one and two when they joined the other, Roger?
Well, I know when he left. Well, yeah, that's a Roger. That's when the time divided there, over.
Negative coffee?
When the assignment changed, over.
When the what?
The assignment and location, when it changed, over.
I don't know. You better restate your question, over.
Well, you know, there's a couple staffs, and she was working on Sam's staff for a while, and then she left and joined Marty's staff for a while. You know, by Jordan and everything. Stand by. How long was the person on Sam's staff, in other words, over, in Sam's general clinical pursuit and area? Over.
Okay, stand by.
Thank you. Roger. Roger.
A couple of months, over.
That's not good enough. I'm sorry, but that's not good enough.
We don't keep calendars, over.
Roger.
It's as close as we can go.
Okay. Well, I'll be back to you tomorrow night with a question again.
You know, we don't watch people's time. Concern yourselves about those details like that. That's going to be tough. Do you copy?
Roger, roger.
Gone approximately 2.5. So I don't know. Certainly never got out much. Pretty much the guy I'm reading, they didn't do much.
Roger. I think that it's a matter of sizing up her condition. In his mind, it is, over.
Well, we call it union.
Roger.
Okay, do you have any more traffic passing?
Roger, roger. Who would you like to talk to, over?
Oh, I'd like to talk to.
Oh, roger. Would you like me to ask, over?
Well, you can talk to, Jeff about it. Yeah.
Roger, roger. Okay. Lil has a couple items, over.
Don't worry about that. That situation is fine and damn. I'll tell you one thing that is absolutely certain. We are mine and our niche here. So whatever we have will certainly help free people everywhere if they want to destroy us.
Roger, I did not copy the very first part about, well, when you, what we have here, over.
It's not important. Just speaking the facts in my mind.
Roger, roger.
That are resources. That's what I'm talking about. Whatever resources that we have. I don't know why people don't mind people snitching when you're doing good and helping to build relations. I'm sick of all this communication. Leave people alone. Constructive. That we can say without a doubt. We've not been critical, and we've been building relations both for USA and this country, and I think they're responsible. They're responsible.
Roger, roger.
Sure don't bother me any.
Roger, roger.
Martin, you can tell Ross that Jeff could have it, so he could have something to say without the usual alterations if it was done during the time that Mrs. Mancini hears her main event every evening, well, you know, the sounds are making stuff away from you, whatever. You copy?
Roger.
That's immaterial. So I'm sure that Cheryl's help Jeff wouldn't cause any problems for Ross.
Roger. As much as I gleaned today.
That good doctor that Rex is calling should get on him. He wrote a very good letter praising the Catholic Church. The Jordan, you know, the Jordan family connected. He was very forthright, and I don't know if you have a copy of it, but I would think there could be no reason why he should be. Be very responsive to your concern and goodwill, little gestures of goodwill. But we haven't picked up on him, and you ought to be trying to make contact.
Are you talking about the one where Sydney is? I talked to him today.
Oh, how was he?
He was just great. I called to wish him a happy Father's Day from all of his newfound friends, and he seemed to enjoy that. Over.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Oh, I have a message from him. He sends all of his love to everybody, and I have a message that he wants passed to the Capitol through Sarah.
Yeah, he wants it around. He wants it through the Capitol, you say?
Roger, he wants to know when that other good person is going to come and visit him, Mr. Costa.
Yeah. Well, we'll check it out again. Haven't had any feedback. They're good friends, but haven't had any feedback. He's an awfully good man.
Okay, he just needs to know, if possible, when he'll be arriving, because he's holding up his own vacation until that good friend of his arrives. He said he might be out to visit me around Christmas time. Over. Okay, the next thing I have is Larry's wife's mother called.
Oh, Roger.
She's had another serious attack, and she would naturally like to see her daughter again, but at least she'd like to talk to her. Over.
Get together. once you come down, you can recuperate. Remarkable, the best health study in the world. You never saw it fantastic as you did. So you've seen it. We got a little home now by the side of the river, and it's just the different streams and the birds. Out there, all we got in this day. I never saw mine, but it's like a turkey in his body. His head is elongated. Revitalize him once now. Such a setting. I think it's a beautiful place I've ever seen him on.
Roger, roger. Okay. Robert Franklin's mother graduated.
The mail going out to his family said he's going to take it down to the post office tonight. To the mail boat.
Okay, they had a third party contact trying to intervene and to be helpful. You know, the traditional third party called and wants a follow-up on it as to if there was any contact made or whatever his decision was, if, you know, as far as returning or anything. Over.
Contacting him also, passed the message, but he's writing directly. Content of it, but I know he said he wasn't going to be so.
Roger.
But he will be riding. He is, he's over here. He went down to the yellow and the other port to the field area.
Okay, and, okay, a couple of people are seeing Harold tomorrow after we've had quite a hard time getting a hold of him. Is there anything special to be conveyed? Harold, the one that William had written to? Difficult time getting through, and just happened to be able to make an appointment. He's such a busy, very busy person. He doesn't have a chance, I guess, to return calls and things like that. Over. Roger. Roger. Did anybody have any message for Harold?
Nothing more than just to say that we sure appreciate the intercontinental ecumenical effort, but it's just staggering what they're achieving. Meet the perspective eyes right here. And Leo sure has no reason to get his backing. He got every reason not to. The responsibilities. It has to be a very, very excellent program for Leo to be behind it, you copy?
Roger.
One thing that Ross tells those people are going to visit, you got to get all the good news to those people, because he should tell people in advance like that. He shouldn't tell people like telling in advance, you copy?
He shouldn't tell people what?
He shouldn't tell people like Kelly in advance about the folks that were going to visit, you know, that he wanted to visit.
Roger.
So naturally want to let them know all the good things before, because those folks have a way of seemingly liking the well-air. They're not a positive people, not a constructive people.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. WB6DVI with WB6MID, portable 803.
WB6MID, 49, would be very much good. Probably be more significant,
Roger.
That is, think of that.
Stand by. I couldn't call Colleen because she doesn't know David and is just really not as pertinent to the objectives that he has in mind or.
That's just exactly why Leo surely, I'm going to tell you, Leo is no mind right now. Basically, he's mind. Leo is in no mind for those type of people. You got me?
Roger, Roger.
But Leo's, he doesn't have that trust that we have.
Roger.
They said they wanted to run up before the fall. That was an emphatic sedan. He can verify that by April's plan.
Roger, Roger.
That phone that he had to bear the burden of, do you copy?
Roger, what about the chap we're going to visit?
Oh, that chap that had the gallbladder surgery. That foam and the pressure that he had to bear, do you copy?
Roger.
So that shows the character of Neil. Wasn't unintentional, but immediately taken care of, do you copy?
It just shows the character of Neil, that's all we copy.
Yeah, because it was never intended for him to have all that pressure. Telephone calls, but Neil immediately took care of it. And that's the way he's always done all of his life. Always took care of every responsibility, right when, and it just, Neil's character speaks for itself.
Roger, roger.
Neil felt bad when he found out about it. That, with, you know, no response to him, Neil wouldn't have had to, but don't put it that way, but, you know, just say, just show that, that's just how Neil does things.
Roger, roger.
Stay in the Mary Ruth.
No, she wasn't. She wasn't able at the time. Over.
What's that?
She wasn't able at the time. Over.
Yeah, I'm in now.
Roger, we'll try.
She's been having some difficulties. Some live attention.
Roger, roger. Would you like us to try now? Roger.
Roger, roger. Any kind of, changes in the Jewish wave of fabrication?
You mean in general?
Yeah, in general.
No, just what I mentioned before about Nathan, and I told Lola about the message about Nathan, and she agreed with it and said that that would be very helpful, and that's been done already. Over.
Yeah, well, his cousin, by the way, is Edward Tippett, and
yes, roger. Martha has the person on the line.
Oh, ready, are you?
Well, just about.